guys. How's it going? It's Steve-O here. Look, I'm out of the studios today, recording this on my phone. Look, I thought, why the hell not? You know, give it a crack. We've got the technology. Why not branch out? I can do podcasts, hopefully. Fingers crossed this is going to work. From anywhere. You know where I am right now? I'm actually at work. Okay, I'm a little bit early. I'm set up. I'm ready to go. For you guys that didn't know, I actually teach adult night classes. I'm a chef by trade, and tonight I'm teaching people how to cook Vietnamese. What are we cooking today? We're going to do some awesome stuff tonight. I've got some steamed rice noodles. We're going to make those rice noodles from scratch, filled with pork and mushroom. Oh, it's got a sweet and sour sauce that goes over that. This is one of my favorite dishes. We're going to do a pork and egg stew. It's a sweet coconut water and pork braise, slow cooked dish with some hard-boiled eggs dropped in at the end. Delicious. Serve that with some rice. And for dessert, silken tofu in a ginger syrup. Man, now I know that there's going to be some of you guys out there that's going to blow your mind, and you're going to be like, why would you eat tofu? Blah. You know what? I love tofu. I love silken tofu with a ginger syrup. It's awesome. You get a nutty, sweet taste. It's great. One of my favorite things to eat. You know what? If you're going to be doing stuff at home, cooking-wise, silken tofu can be a really good friend to you. It's a good source of protein. It's a good source of carbohydrates. And you know what? All you need to do is get yourself some tinned fruit with no added sugar. It doesn't even have to be in a tin if you're concerned about food from tins. It can be, you know, they do them in BPA-free containers and stuff these days. Get a couple of spoonsful of your silken tofu, that's the soft stuff, and put some of that fruit with no added sugar on top of that. Look, you can use fresh fruit if you want. I'd use something really juicy though to get the sweetness in there. And you know what? The kids love it. And I'll tell you what, my daughter will hoe down a whole bowl of that. I, you know, always try and encourage her to have seconds for one reason, and that's because I want to dig into it as well. It's yummy. You got this nutty, what is it? It's almost like ice cream when it's cold, and then the fruit as well. It's a beautiful thing to eat. But you know what? I was going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff today, and you know what I'm like. I'm just off the cuff and completely random, and yeah, it's just happens from the top of my head. Look, guys, an exciting time at home at the moment. We're actually selling our house. Woo, I tell you what, they say one of the most stressful things in life is selling your house. Yeah, that next to giving childbirth. And I mean, man, we must be crazy because, geez, our little boy is all of 12 weeks old, and we're just ready for a change. So we're going to sell a house and probably move about 4,000 kilometers away. I know, an adventure. Just hold me back. I'm ready. We're going to rock and roll and keep moving. So you know what? I'm probably going to do a few posts very shortly on that experience, man. And I'm sure I've got a lot to learn over the next couple of months. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to share some interesting stories with you guys. But what else has been happening in my life? Not a lot, man. Just a lot of work around the house. It's tropical storm season this time of year. I've been a little bit slack on blogs and stuff like that. You know what? I'm going to blame it on the weather. We've just had a really massive storm. Just miss us by like literally a couple of kilometres, big cyclone blow through. So as you can imagine, batten down the hatches for that one. What else? Look, I'm not sure. I'm a bit unfocused, to be honest. I'm looking out the windows at the beautiful gardens that they've got at the school where I'm doing a little bit of work at the moment. Shark horror, I know. Look, I think I'm going to quit this thing. Don't tell my bosses, man, but you know what? I'm enjoying the stay-at-home dad project that much. I think I need to pull the pin on the jobs that give me money. But you know what? That's it. You know, I just hopefully you guys are getting some quality content. You know, I look so happy. We've got about 700 views on the site, and the site's only, 9 weeks old? Man, that is huge. That's more than I thought. More interest than I thought I'd get in a year. Still doing the podcasts, doing the videos. Hey, guys, sign up to my newsletter if you're interested. On the 15th of next month, which is the 15th of December, before Christmas, I'm going to attach a cookbook on there, an ebook. Well, it's going to be a downloadable file or a linked file. Yeah, that's going to be for you guys as a Christmas present. And from the 15th, I'm going to do the 15th of every month is going to be newsletter day, and I'm going to get out there what's been going on, you know, podcasts that I've done over the last weeks, videos that I've released, any blogs, you know, I know what life's like. You can check out the site, cruise around, have a look at a few things, and it gets lost out there in cyberspace. So to help me and to help you guys, I'm going to do a newsletter, get that out so we can stay in contact. Hey, love to hear from you guys. People are going to start coming into the kitchen any minute now. Take care. I'll see you soon. Steve signing out. Bye.